Charles Hurt, Meet the New American Taliban Government. By Charles Hurt on September 10, 2021. 20 years after 9/11, a plague from China rampages across our homeland. To date, COVID-19 has killed over 230 times more Americans than did those terrorist attacks. Yet our government, led entirely by President Joe Biden and Democrats in Congress, refuses to confront China over its involvement in killing so many Americans. Democrats remain shockingly uncurious about the origin of the virus. Instead, they direct all their rage at American citizens. Anti-vaxxers, they cry. Government bureaucrats, power-drunk doctors, and the screaming weenies in the American press wring their hands over so-called vaccine hesitancy. A person today can take every vaccine known to man and inoculate their children against every disease ever feared. Yet they suddenly become some kind of crazed anti-vaxxer because they have a few questions about this new miracle drug that does not work exactly as we have been promised. Obviously, this hesitancy has absolutely nothing whatsoever to do with vaccines in general or even this vaccine in particular. Rather, it has everything to do with the people who are peddling it most furiously. If the local crack dealer in your neighborhood comes by the house offering to sell you some homegrown oregano for your spice cabinet, you are probably not going to buy it. No matter how badly you might need some oregano at that very moment. Democrats today, the official party of crack dealers everywhere, would attack you for anti-Italian bigotry if you declined to buy the homegrown oregano from the local crack dealer. It's like the line from Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid, which, after the Holy Bible and the Art of the Deal, is the wellspring of all the wisdom you will ever need to know. After Butch uses too much dynamite to blow up the safe on Mr. E.H. Harriman's railroad car, a posse of horsemen bursts out of another one of Mr. E.H. Harriman's train cars. Butch and Sundance watch the mystery horsemen thunder towards them as paper money still flutters to the ground. Confused, but mainly concerned, Butch announces, "Whatever they're selling, I don't want it." And the gang wisely turns tail and gallops off, leaving their fluttering loot behind. And that is precisely what is going on with this vaccine in America today. You literally have a plague from China that has killed 500,000 Americans and a miracle potion to reverse it. But since it is Mr. Biden and the Democrats, along with their evil propagandists in the media, are the ones peddling it, people don't want anything to do with it. What does that say about the faith the American people have in their government and the Fourth Estate? It's like a man's house could be on fire, and these people could pull up in a fire truck, and the man would shoo them away. He would rather risk death and poverty than trust these people to put out his burning house. Meanwhile, Joe Biden, power-starved bureaucrats and screaming press weenies openly talk about using the carrot-and-stick approach to force recalcitrant American citizens who remain reluctant to take the jab they're pushing. Biden's vaccination push now wields both the carrot and the stick, reports NBC News. Vaccinations, no more carrot, bring out the stick, warns another headline. Because, really, nothing assures Americans more than being called obstinate donkeys to be lured along with their heavy burdens by a bundle of carrots. Carrots they never actually get to enjoy. And if that doesn't work, beat them with a stick. Meet the new American Taliban government, same as the old Taliban. Charles Hurt is the opinion editor at The Washington Times.